Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today about bragging about giving. Bragging about giving. Yeah, there's a reoccurring theme we see in the streets often. People that we witness to, and generally, when it doesn't go well, they don't like sound doctrine. They don't like their false gospel worldliness being exposed, their false church systems being exposed. They'll often grasp at unbiblical things to puff themselves up at. I recently did a teaching on people doing tongue talking in the street. They use that one to puff themselves up. They also will go into prayer and start either praying, or they'll tell you that you're not supposed to preach on the streets, but they get that confused because the Bible says don't pray on the street corners, but that's another whole topic. So they like to grab at a bunch of things that they don't even biblically understand. Today I want to cover those who say, well, how much money do you give? Here's how much I give here, and here's how much money I give there. And they'll wear their giving as like this badge of godliness, and they'll be telling people. There could be 30 people standing, and they start telling about how much money they give away. Well, it kind of exposes, not kind of, it does expose their false ways. There's several issues with this biblically. Ready? Number one, we're commanded to give in secret. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 1 through 4, take heed that you do not your alms, that's giving, before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, giving, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou do alms, giving, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be given in secret, or that alms may be in secret, that's giving. And the Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. So you see, Jesus is saying, you should give in secret. Well, if you're giving in secret, why are these people out in the streets piping up about what they give? Yeah. And then, number two, the second problem with this is, ready? Good works do not mean you're even of God. Jesus warned about this in a terrifying section of Scripture in Matthew 7 about many people that claim good works, but they're not of them at all. Matthew 7, 20 through 23. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have not cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So, doesn't mean because you give some money that you are of God. Jesus said many people are going to be doing things, but still be outside of his kingdom and not know him because they're workers of iniquity. So, something to ponder with people that brag about their giving and make it known. Giving is a very, very good thing. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. But this I say, Paul says, which soweth sparingly shall, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God love a cheerful giver. Now, that's giving money, but it also could be giving your time, your effort, your love, everything you're supposed to be doing. So, make sure, test yourself in this if you're a claimed saint of God. Make sure when you give, you're giving mostly in secret. I get it. Your brothers and sisters might know if you're doing some giving together. But don't be out there bragging about it like these false people do in churchianity. I need to say this. A lot of these churches you see online, oh, we raised $87,000 and gave it away to this program and that program and that program. And they're plastering it all over the internet. When our master said, give in secret. I'm thinking about something else. So they use their giving as a tax write-off too. Huh. So people say, oh, I gave $5,000 this year. I want that written off my taxes. So you got to report to Uncle Sam, the government, that you gave $5,000 and brag about your giving so you can get a tax write-off. That's defying what Jesus said you should do. Give in secret. You should give in secret, not get a tax write-off. How wicked. That one just came to me. Interesting. How people will obey the government to get a tax refund, but they won't obey God when he says give in secret. Yeah, last scripture verse. Jesus said this about those people that do things to be seen. Ready? Matthew 6:5. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. I hope that's not you. I don't want it to be me. Go test yourself when it comes to this giving. And are you making sure that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand's doing? Are you making sure that you're not giving account to get credit for it? Are you making sure that God's honored and you're obeying him as part of the covenant? Otherwise, you may be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you may hear, away from me, I never knew you. Test yourself at thegospeldon'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of Christ. Then obey him with all that you are. We're here to help you. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area, adding to it every single day with items for ladies and scripture verses defined. We go over chapters. We do verse by verse. We do daily teachings, street preaching. We're headed out preaching tomorrow at another event. So check out all those resources to help you. We love you all. Make sure you're giving in secret. Honor God with all of your members. Till next time, may God be praised.